Not that cricket. Hi there and welcome to the Clubhouse Podcast, where we get you as close as possible to the game of cricket. And yes, my name is Larry Queen today. This edition of the Clubhouse Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Astro Brands, giving you all the brands that you get in your shops and so forth, and giving you access that you get, you know, that sort of thing. You know, you take for granted that you're always going to get some of this stuff. Like, you're just going to get it. But these guys make sure that it's in your shop and that sort of thing. Yeah. And also by Curiosa Media, making sure that all your media work is done, whether it's media engagements, PR activities, and so forth. So, yeah, Zimbabwe is hosting the T20 World Cup qualifier B in Bulawayo, and I'm out in Bulawayo, and yeah, it's a great atmosphere. Zimbabwe won the first match, and there was quite a sizable crowd that was there, which was pleasantly surprising because it was a Monday morning, so always thought, you know, fans might think, okay, I'm not going to go for that because, you know, I've got stuff to do. People always got stuff to do. But, I mean, having been here for the weekend in Bulawayo, found that people do have stuff to do, but they've always got time to go and, you know, watch things, enjoy things. And so in this particular edition, I just came through to Bulawayo, part of Bulawayo, and I got a couple of people to just tell me what they felt about Zimbabwe hosting the tournament, and this is what a variety of them had to say.
So, I am super excited to have this cricket happening, and the most important thing is that it is free. And I know it sounds like a really crazy thing, but it's free, everybody can come through, and our first match Zimbabwe won. So, you know, there's been so much negativity around sports, and it's so good to come out to somewhere where things are going well, we're winning something, and just for Bulawayo, which is just a big nje, forget about the weather, forget about our problems, just chill and have fun, and I'm absolutely stoked. I'm going to be here every single day, even the days when it's not free. So, patala, so koki mali to come for the semis and the final. So, yeah, I'm loving it.
I'm happy with the cricket coming to Bulawayo, for Bulawayo people to come and support Zimbabwe and the Chevrons. It's great atmosphere here, people are coming out, the weather is cool. But I'm angry with the issue of the music that's been played here. They are playing the same music instead of playing Bulawayo music. So for me, it's a platform to showcase Bulawayo music, Bulawayo talent. So for me, it's like I'm not acknowledging the appreciating the music that we have in Bulawayo. You can play Mrs. K, you can play Novio Sigel or Novio Brown. So I'm angry that they're playing more of SA music than Bulawayo. But I'm happy that people are coming to Bulawayo, and fans are coming out to enjoy their life times. Yeah, it's a great environment to enjoy, take your family out, to enjoy the family with the family. I hope this Mopper gets into the final on Sunday and watch them up on Sunday to the final.
My name is Simba. It's good to be back at Queens. Good to have cricket back at Queens. Good to have Zim playing really, really well. They played well today. Had a bit of fun. We're watching Netherlands and Papua New Guinea. Again, the key thing is just having a whole lot of international cricket being played in Bulawayo. Thank you, ICC.
Umongameli uzolwile wavula inkundla le ekhilikithi edlala eQueens laseBC ifike le buya le uqhonqosele ekugcineni kwepresentation yakhe wathi hayi bantu badlala koBulawayo asiyeni eQueens leBC seqethuke elangeni siphuze sikholise umdlalo wekhilikithi. Thina silapha senza njalo namhlanje.
Under instruction.
No, I say, you should come and watch cricket.
Yeah, I'll come and watch cricket.
Yeah, no, we're doing here. So, one thing I'm busy because I'm going to pick Sanaluba. Me, no, I'm simply following the head of state. You think I'm able to get it?
Yeah, so we played Konapa Sibobulawayo.
Just introduce
them
like how you like to introduce
it. And we just had a magnificent afternoon of cricket right here at Queens Sports Club. I hope it's clear some going to spumile in the cricket. Successful among games among qualifiers. We are Bulawayo. We are Miss Bambazon. It's a nice vibe. We're hanging out. The weather is good. The team is winning. We don't know who chairs they are,
Yeah.
But we're playing them.
And beating them, of course.
Sharp. Then the other thing, you get, I don't know if you want to end up putting it in your comedy. Yesterday,
yeah, so happy to host this tournament in Bulawayo because it's like our first time to host such big tournaments in Bulawayo. And hopefully we're going to make it. Definitely, I want Zimbabwe to qualify. Because we have not been doing good in all other sports, but we think when it comes to cricket, we can do better.
So they have an excitement in Bulawayo. I just love the part where they say the president said, yo, fam, you should go and drink and watch cricket. And so therefore, it's essentially a statutory instrument. Yeah, but it's a fun experience in Bulawayo, and the fans are getting involved, and it did help that Zimbabwe won that match emphatically, and seeing the form of Sikandar Raza continue and so forth, it's always a good thing to see, and yeah, so it could be an extravaganza of cricket, and we're hoping, of course, if from a Zimbabwe perspective, that Zimbabwe do make it to the final, because if it, that's where the big match is going to be. Win your matches against Jersey and the United States, but the big match is won on Friday, which is the semi-final. If you win the one on the semi-final on Friday, you make it through to the World Cup. And Zimbabwe need that, you know. And the reason I know some people are asking, why is Zimbabwe playing a qualifier against teams like this? Is because we got banned the last time there was an opportunity to go to the World Cup. So we're having to play this lower level because we didn't have a chance to go to the World Cup the last time. So, yeah. Don't want to talk about that too much because some of those things you end up upsetting yourself and upsetting other people. Yeah. Yeah, so that's that for the Clubhouse End podcast. I'll be getting some more words and audio and so forth from Bulawayo. Yeah, here's hoping that you have a wonderful time. If you're out in Bulawayo, please do come and watch the matches. It's free entry for the round robin stage, and there's then what you call it, you know, the final, semi-final, I've got a cover charge, but yeah, it's a very small token cover charge really, but do come through, come and check out the cricket. It's a very exciting period to be hosting cricket in Zimbabwe, and as I said, a lot of people say that, you know, it's great that it's happening in Bulawayo. And, you know, people are getting to watch some great cricket happening in Bulawayo. And, you know, often the matches have been taking place in Harare and people in Bulawayo enjoy them. Just a quick thank you to the partners for this particular podcast period. That is Astral Brands and Curiosa Media. So thank you very much to them for making this program possible. Otherwise, take care of yourself and the people that you love. Subscribe to the podcast on whatever podcatcher you're on, and of course follow on Twitter at 3 Men and a Boat, my Twitter at Quirirai, also on Facebook, facebook.com/3Men and a Boat. See updates from the cricket as we go, also of course powered by Curiosa Media as well as Astro Brands. Otherwise, my name is Larry Quirirai, as I say from where I come from. I'll see you in CS events. Take care of yourself.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.